I'm Helen Bowden from the BBC, and thank you very much for inviting me to speak on this auspicious occasion. I'm truly honoured to be sharing a stage with Germany's federal president, the Director General of Deutschland Radio, and the Director General of Radio France. What better endorsement could there be of public service radio than to have us all here together to celebrate such an important birthday? The BBC has strong connections to the public service roots of Deutschland Radio, of which it is very proud. One of our most distinguished Directors General, Sir Hugh Carleton Green, the brother of the novelist Graham Green, is sometimes known as the father of public service broadcasting in this country. The reason is simple. He was there at its inception. He was serving as head of the BBC's German section after World War II, where he was asked to create something like the BBC here. He wrote that he set out to reach a synthesis between the best in British and German broadcasting systems and hoped it would gain the goodwill of its audience by providing what listeners could regard as a useful and lively service. Balance and variety of content were important across this new service. News, current affairs, talks and features, sketches and popular music, and the all-important Letterbox programme. So our roots as public service broadcasters may have begun at a different era, but they run deep. And it's a tribute to those connections that the BBC still shares some programming with Die Radio Wissen, broadcasting programmes from the BBC's Radio Science Unit. I think it's very, very important that we public service broadcasters stick together and collaborate where we can, despite many competitors locally and globally and a dramatically changed media landscape. Public service broadcasting remains critically important in all democracies. It's still consumed in large numbers. In the UK, we've just had record numbers of listeners coming to BBC Radio. It's still trusted by those audiences to deliver reliable and impartial news and information. The BBC remains overwhelmingly more trusted by the British public than any of our competitors. And it still offers programmes and services of high-quality, distinctive content, which are loved for their ability to educate, inform, and entertain. Of course, the new digital technologies have disrupted all our listeners' habits, our business models, and many of our approaches to broadcasting. But radio is well placed to prosper in the digital world. Its unique strength is its ability to respond creatively to new circumstances. So we should grab the digital opportunities that come our way whilst maintaining the distinctiveness of our output. We shouldn't be afraid of embracing social media and video to complement our audio, not for all audiences yet, but for those born after the invention of Google and for whom the multimedia world is simply expected. Like you, we know the future is digital. So in the UK, we're working with the commercial sector to invest in DAB technology, which will soon be available to 97% of our population. We want to ensure a strong backbone of free-to-air, simple broadcasting, the qualities which have always made radio so resilient. And we're linking with broadcasters from around the world as a member of the European Broadcasting Union on the Eurochip initiative. We want a world where every smartphone contains a radio, which doesn't make your battery go flat or your phone bill soar through the roof. We cannot defeat the digital revolution, so we must ride it. And most importantly, we mustn't forget the importance of quality, creativity, keeping close to our audiences, and our independence. It means continuing to provide all our listeners, whatever their age, with outstanding programmes to make them think, to help them debate, and to give them that most precious gift of all, simple pleasure. These are the same principles under which Sir Hugh Carleton Green helped establish public service radio in Germany, and the same principles that Deutschland Radio exhibits every single day. We from the BBC salute you on this very special occasion. We wish you well for the coming decades, and we celebrate with you the power and the passion of public service broadcasting. Happy birthday, and thank you.